It's time for the latest installment of Inside Cloud County, a detailed analysis of the athletics and activities of the Thunderbirds at Cloud County Community College. Now, let's go Inside Cloud County with T-Bird Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker.
Five players scored in double figures, and the Cloud County Community College men's basketball team made 16 shots from three-point range in a 101-90 victory at Dodge City Community College on Saturday. The win improves the T-Birds to 8-0 overall and 2-0 in Kansas Jayhawk Community College conference play. Redshirt freshman Matthew Garber currently ranks second in the conference and made three-pointers with 26. The 6'2" guard from Sabetha, Kansas, once again was hot from the outside against Dodge City, hitting on 6 of 12 three-point attempts. Garber led the T-Birds with 22 points on 7 of 13 shooting from the field. He also recorded 7 rebounds. Freshman guard Quillicott tallied 20 points on 6 of 11 shooting with 4 made three-pointers. Sophomore Falou Kwate notched 17 points on 4 of 8 shooting off the bench, including a 3 of 6 effort from behind the arc and 6 of 8 from the free throw line. Redshirt freshman Keon Garrett Miller had 15 points and a team-high 6 assists. Freshman Elijah Savon collected a double-double with 15 points and 14 rebounds to go along with 3 block shots. Sophomore Roy Aviv drained a pair of 3-pointers on his way to 9 points and a team-high 3 steals. Cloud County is back in action tomorrow night when the T-Birds host number 1 Barton Community College for an 8 p.m. tip. After opening the season with 6 consecutive victories, the Cloud County Community College women's basketball team suffered its first loss on Saturday when number 9 Dodge City handed the T-Birds a 77-53 defeat. The T-Birds will also return home to host Spartan Community College in a conference showdown Tuesday at 6 p.m.